The front page. On the 20th floor of the Hancock Building, the Christian magazine publisher looked down at the street from his penthouse office. On his mahogany desk was a pile of books and periodicals. To his right were a coffee table and three armless chairs. In the middle chair sat an attractive blonde. The city was alive with rush hour traffic. The pedestrians reminded him of insects, moving in random patterns. He muttered under his breath, "They look like ants." "Did you say something, boss?" The young reporter looked up with eager eyes. Her boss didn't look at her. He hated having to tell her the bad news. "No. Now, about this article of yours, it's too controversial. We can't print it." He stared out the window again. "I'm sorry. Why can't you print it? I've documented every fact. The key subjects are all on record, and there's no way we can be sued. Listen, your source says that 90% of Americans who said a salvation prayer aren't really saved. That's just too far out. I don't want those kind of statements linked in any way to our magazine. My source happens to be the most famous street evangelist in history. He's published numerous books, been endorsed by big-name ministries, has a massive following, and does a TV show with a movie star. Yeah? Well, he's not big enough to take on the evangelical establishment. I'm sorry. If we publish your article, they could break us, just like that." He slammed his hand on the table for effect. "Where do you think we get the advertising dollars that pays your salary? But this is a bigger scandal than Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker put together. I mean, millions of people who think they are saved are going to hell. Let's not talk about it. I'm not going to jeopardize this magazine for the sake of what may or may not happen to people after they die." End sideline. This scene could have taken place if an investigative reporter wrote an article on the shocking data presented in The Way of the Master by Ray Comfort. Here's a sample. At the 1990 crusade in the United States, 600 decisions for Christ were recorded. 3 months later, a follow-up was done, and not even one of the inquirers was continuing in their faith. In 1985, a four-day crusade obtained 217 decisions for Christ. Research indicated that 92% fell away. Charles E. Hackett, the Assemblies of God Home Mission's National Director for the United States, said, "A soul at the altar does not generate much excitement in some circles, because we realize approximately 95 out of 100 will not become integrated into the church. In fact, most of them will not return for a second visit." A missionary team from Boulder, Colorado, went to Russia in 1991 and obtained 2,500 decisions for Christ. The next year, the team went back and found only 30 continuing in their faith. In 1970, local churches cooperated in a Fort Worth, Texas event and obtained 30,000 decisions for Christ. 6 months later, follow-up revealed only 30 continuing in their faith. A crusade reported by Church Growth magazine boasted of 18,000 decisions for Christ, but the article went on to admit that only 6% of the converts were incorporated into a local church. In 1995, a leading U.S. denomination reported 384,057 decisions for Christ, but only 22,983 were in fellowship a short time later. 94% couldn't be accounted for. A pastor of a large church in Omaha, Nebraska, said he was involved with a crusade where 1,300 decisions were made, yet not even one convert continued in his or her faith. Statistics consistently showing an 84-97% fall-away rate are not confined to crusades, but are typical throughout local church evangelism.
Well, listen to Ray Comfort.
Street evangelists are the sergeants of evangelism. While parachurch ministries typically tell others how to evangelize, street evangelists see the battle firsthand. The war looks very different on the ground. Others may study maps and give orders, but street evangelists fight hand-to-hand combat. In other words, Comfort knows what's going on out there. Unlike other influential people in the evangelical establishment, he is willing to question the misleading numbers of high-profile ministries.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Pastors acknowledge privately that many decisions for Christ are ineffective, but in order to maintain confidence in the system, never say so publicly. Every time a missionary says X amount got saved, other missionaries know only a portion were truly born again. But the general public makes no such distinction. They either believe us with superstitious reverence, being too afraid or too trusting to question the system, or they don't care. It's scary, and Jesus said we would be held accountable for every idle word. What will our reward be for telling people they are saved when they are not? A non-stop party keeps us intoxicated with self-congratulations, judging ourselves by ourselves. Corinthians 10:12. Someday a little boy will wander into the evangelical palace. We won't notice him, when he walks into our celebration with a shocked look on his face, until he points at us and says, "You're naked." Revelation 3:17.